we're doing the Avat Chesed, and we're up to the footnote. The Chafetz Chaim had begun discussing the idea of giving a tithe Maaser Ksafim. And the Chafetz Chaim had said that we should partition part of our Maaser Ksafim for Gmilut Chesed, for things that are involve kindness, not only helping the poor. And the Chafetz Chaim comments, he says, De'af di'ikar maaser hu litino la'aniyim, even though the essence of tithing is to give it to the poor, halo lachzik yedei mach be'alva gam hu litzdaka yechashev. The truth is that to help someone poor by giving them a loan, that's also tzedakah, that's also charity. As we find in the Rambam, in the laws of charity, the laws of gifts to the poor, and in the Rambam Sefer HaMitzvos, Mitzvah 195, Uvyoredea Siman Ramat, and also in the Codex, in the Shulchan Aruch, Yoredea, ולפי המבואר שם לכאורה נראה דאפילו אם אמר בהד יעשה לזו לצדקה יכול ליטול צל הזו ולהלוותו לעני. From the halacha it would seem, from the dry halacha it would seem that even if you designated money for charity, you could use that money to give as a loan to the poor, because we discuss in halacha that there are levels of charity, and one of the levels, one of the higher levels of charity is helping the poor by giving them a loan. So you see that giving a loan is also called charity. And it would seem from reading the dry halacha that even if I have two poor people standing in front of me, and theoretically I could give this one the money and he needs it as a gift, and the other one could use it as a loan, if I gave the one who could use it as a loan, I also fulfilled my obligation of giving charity. But then I have a question. We have another halacha that I'm not sure how to reconcile with what I just said. Because the halacha says, if you designate money, you say, this money is going to charity, and you didn't give it to the collector yet, you didn't give it to the organization or the gabbai, the one who's in charge of collecting on behalf of the poor, so then you could exchange it. You could say, okay, I need this money now, and I'll give different money in its exchange. Now, obviously, we're talking about a situation where you don't have a poor person in front of you. Because if you have a poor person in front of you, then there's a halacha that you cannot delay the gifts that you owe. You have to give him right away. But the idea is that even though I've designated a certain sum of money to charity, I may use that money or lend it to someone else, and then in the future, pay it back. So, ulefi dvareinu anal, but based on what I said, then ayalo la shulchan aruch lechalek, then the codex, the shulchan aruch, should have said, it depends. Dilani mutal alvot, gam zehu bichlal tzedakah. Ven tzich lifro acher tachtav, deze gufu tzedakah. According to what I just said, says the Chafetz Chaim, so then, I've just said that giving a loan is tzedakah. So then, the shulchan aruch should have said that when you take that money which you designated to tzedakah, if you give it as a loan to someone poor, then you've fulfilled your obligation. You don't have to pay up something else in its stead. And if the poor man pays you back the loan, then you'll lend it to someone else that's poor, and you could continue doing this forever. And then you don't have to pay up that amount. According to what I've just said, if what I said is right, that giving a loan to the poor also constitutes tzedakah, so then later on the Shulchan Aruch says, if you had designated a certain amount of money to tzedakah and you gave it to the organization, you may not come back and take it as a loan. That you can't do, assuming you're not poor. Hainu lo lechalek velomar dilani mutar la'alvot gam zehu bichlal tzedakah gufa. The Shulchan Aruch should have said, but you could give it as a loan to someone poor, because according to what the Chafetz Chaim just said, giving a loan to the poor is a form of tzedakah. So he says, on the one hand, I have sources that seem to say giving a loan is called tzedakah. On the other hand, I have sources that seem to contradict that. Hainu afilu la poskim dirushal dvar mitzvah asur l'shanot. Ve'ulai, and he suggests, maybe dafta min ha'torah halva la'ani u'bichlal tzedakah, could be that even though biblically, technically, halachically, we say, as we explained, there are 10 levels of tzedakah, and giving a loan does constitute tzedakah, maybe, mikol makom bindarim alecha chaloshon bnei adam, Here, we're dealing with a situation where you basically expressed yourself, which in effect is like taking a neder, taking a vow, that you will give this money to charity. And we know that Lishon Bnei Adam b'shem tzedakah and kavanatam le'alva le'ani rak le'matana gmura. It could be that because you expressed it verbally, and it takes on the weight of a neder, so when it comes to vows, we say, well, what did you mean? The average person, when they take money and they say, I'm giving this to tzedakah, they don't mean I'm giving this as loans to the poor. Even though technically, halachically, when you give a loan, that is the fulfillment of tzedakah, provided you'll keep giving that money as loans. But it could be that the reason that the Shulchan Aruch doesn't mention it in these areas is because practically once you've expressed it and you didn't mean to say I will give it as a loan, when you say I'm giving this money as tzedakah, you mean I'm giving it away. So then that's why he suggests, maybe that's why the Shulchan Aruch doesn't offer this option. Uchinyan shekitav ma'arik inyan pidyon shvim den ze bichla lishon tzedakah. We find the Maharik writes that, let's say, we need money to buy someone out of captivity. A guy was captured by the Hamas, okay, Gilad Shalit. Let's say they would have wanted money for his ransom. So the Maharik says, if you designated money for tzedakah, you may not give it to that. So everyone agrees that saving his life is tzedakah. That's not the point. The point is, once you've taken a vow using the word tzedakah, in your mind, you didn't mean to use it for funding a ransom. You meant it to help the poor, and that's why you can't switch that money for something else. Aval b'inyanenu l'inyan ma'aser. But what we're discussing here is ma'aser ksafim, taking a tenth of your money. Shelo amar bilshono, rak sheyafrish ma'aser, where a person just says, I'm taking this as my tithe. לחורה בוודאי יכול להחזיק המאות להלוות למתמוטטים עניים כדר סתם גמח. ובכלל צדקאו, then I would think, says the Chafetz Chaim, that you could take from your tithe, you could take from the tenth of your earning, and use it to lend people money, and that's included in tzedakah. ואפילו אם תמצא להחמיר בזה על כל פנים בענייננו שמכוון מעט תחילת קבלתו את המצווה הזו בשביל זה דשארי. He says, and even if you'll tell me you want to be stringent about this, so from the onset you should have in mind that what I'm setting aside as a tenth of my money, of my profit, should also be for giving, for helping people out, not just for giving to the poor as a gift. So that's how he rectifies it. He says, halachically I have a difficulty because there are places in the Shulchan Aruch that it seems that tzedakah is only giving as a gift to the poor. Giving loans and helping people out in other ways is not tzedakah. But he says, halachically, I have sources that seem to indicate it is. So he says, okay, when it comes to your tithe, when it comes to your tenth, so then you could have in mind from the onset that you're setting this money aside for gifts to the poor, but also for loans and other ways of helping people out.